It is Sky Sports Radio, just gone 10 o'clock time to have a look at another day through the eyes of Paul Joyce for the Everest Racing Carnival. Today at City Tattlesalls Club Cup Day out at Randwick, we're already close to 27 degrees on the way to 32. Paul Joyce, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. It's a dusty old day in Sydney. The wind's blowing here and there, and there's rain off on the mountains, but it certainly doesn't seem to stick around by the time it gets to the coast. So I will have a genuine good track. They'll probably run fast times. And as I said, the wind will be gusting around all over the place. So we won't pay too much attention to that yet.
Yeah, it's going to get up to 35 by mid-afternoon, 35k winds, but we'll wait and see. But Michael Wood saying it's been slightly overcast this morning, but the sun is starting to break through out at Randwick right now. All right, Andrew Hurley's with us from TAB as well. Morning to you, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Paul Joyce, and yourself, Andrew Bensley. Yeah, a little bit of rain around over here at the Northern Beaches at the moment, but it doesn't look like it's going to be anything significant. But yeah, a warm day, no doubt about it. It's probably about 27 degrees already.
That's exactly what I said. Good to know. Are you listening? Can you please tell us what's happening in the first race here, the Kirkham Plate around, particularly Anders?
Yeah, well, it's $2.50. A couple of scratchings there. Maringale comes out 4x5 and countable 0x0, so no deduction there. Anders went up 250 and has remained at that quote all week. 750 endorsed, close to me. Again, 240 opened up this morning, got to 230. It's back to 240, which makes it a narrow favourite. Dame Giselle, 11 into 10, 26 out. Reach Bell and see you soon is 9 into 850. Anders, it's the second favourite, but holding a bit more cash than close to me.
Yeah, I think if you can get the math here, you're probably going to get close to getting the winner. I've got Anders first out, finding the fence and leading over the 1,000. The other speedrunners look to be Dame Giselle, see you soon, and close to me came from off pace to win her trial, but it wouldn't surprise me if she was sent forward today if she jumped well. I've gone 2.583. Look, I just think, Anders, when you're backing two-year-olds at their first start, if they can jump and find a fence, that's half the battle. And he did win his last trial by 8 lengths. He ran time. It was a 900-metre trial, so he's only got to stretch that an extra 100 metres today under race pressure. And he looks like a very promising son of Not a Single Doubt. So I'm going his way over the million-dollar filly close to me. Daughter of I'm Invincible. She's only had the one trial. She came from off speed with James McDonald aboard, and she really carved them up late and ran strongly through the line. So she looks very good, but she's had one less trial than Anders, and her racing style suggests to me she'll probably have to give him a head start. So that's why I'm leaning the way of Anders. Number 8, See You Soon. She's only had the one trial for Jean Dubois, and she did everything right. She looks like a small little filly, but she showed speed. She was fairly easy through the line under Jean Van Overmeer. And he gets the ride today and a claim. So I think she'll run a cheeky race. And the 3 endorse, the son of Brazen Bow for the Snowdens, he's just been a little bit of a work in progress at his two trials, doing a few things wrong. But he's obviously got some ability there. And if there was a late push betting-wise, you'd have to respect that. 2, 5, 8, and 3 in the first.
Righto, and of course today, if you're in a venue like Randwick or your local TAB, make sure you put the TAB app on venue because you'll get that bonus bet offer if your horse runs second back to fifth today on every race if you're in a venue for both Sydney and Melbourne. And there's some smallish fields today, Paul, so you can play a little bit of juggling with that bonus bet offer today.
Yeah, well, the first race, you've only got 6 runners there, so even if you're not sure which of those 2 favourites you want to back, won't really matter, I don't think, because you'll get your money back in a bonus bet either way, I would expect.
Yeah, exactly. Righto, race 2. What price are we looking at Fast Talking now on the TAB Highway, Hurls?
Yeah, $3.70. It was went up at $4 this morning, but just looking at the hold here, it holds way more than any other runner in the race. Not always the case, even though when it's a favourite. $4.40 to $4.80, but I know Black Wand, $5 no change, $10 no change, Ambitious Prince. A little bit of specking for Vertex this morning, opened up at $14. It's into $10, but yeah, $3.70, Glenn Boss's mount there, Fast Talking.
Yeah, not a lot of speed for a highway. We've got a relatively small field compared to some of the field sizes we do get. The on-pace runners look to be Kuru and the Memory Man. I think Ambitious Prince will sit right handy. And the only other one I've got going forward, Lost Command, and perhaps Lord Destanimo, although the blinkers are coming off there. I've gone 3.492. I think number 3, Fast Talking, can overcome a muddling run tempo and still get home over top of them here for Glenn Boss. I'm assuming they'll go back from the wide gate. He was very good on the Kenzo track in a benchmark 70 last start, chasing home the really smart Miss Einstein and also Leningrad. I just think that's superior form to any of these. Prior to that, he'd won three on the trot by massive margins out in the bush. And Cody Nestor's obviously got him in rare form. And he looks perfectly placed to win this highway today. I think if you want to back a roughie, number four, Ambitious Prince, eats way with Aaron Bullock in the saddle. He's coming through the Tuncurry Foster Cup form and last up the Lismore Cup. So they're good, tough, open, staying performances. And he was only nosed out in the Lismore Cup from on speed. So I think he'll just give you a great run up there on pace at good odds if you want to back him. Number nine, But I Know. She's going really well. She won a Highway 2 back and then hit the line hard behind Emanuela here last time. So she'll get back and run on. And number two, Black Wand. He was a touch disappointing last up behind Emanuela and But I Know, but he was first up for 9 weeks. So you just have to assume that run will bring him on and he'll improve today for sure. And he won a Highway over this trip back in August. So it's a good highway, 3, 4, 9, and 2, my numbers.
Race 3, the first of the features here for the 3-year-olds. Take us through here with the scratchings of the 6 dirty work that came out this morning, and we know that Villamai is running at Moonee Valley.
Yeah, and significant deductions there. Dirty work, 14 by 15 and 18 by 13 for Villamai. Well, Ferretti's the favourite, 215 to 225, coming off a maiden into a listed race. And Diamond Thunder, 360 into 310. Regimental Band is 5 to 6, 650 to 7 for Cardiff. Surreal Step, 17 to 19. 19th, No Change Hulk, which was disappointing as a favourite last start.
Look, Hurls, the speed here is Ferretti, obviously. I think Cardiff will definitely make him do some work, but Cardiff's got to be a query at the 1200. And Diamond Thunder, Josh Parr, Barrier 1, probably doesn't let them get too far away. With the Real Step, another one that's generally in the first three. So I think they'll be good pace, even though it's a small field. Regimental Band's got Blinkers first time. Not sure how that'll affect her racing pattern. I'm going 1, 3, 8 and 5. I just think the market has got these favourites too far apart. Number 1, Diamond Thunder. He's already a listed winner, beating California Zimble. You'll struggle to find a hotter form line than that. Of course, California Zimble. Beating Loving Gabby recently, and then Loving Gabby winning the big group one last night. So all the form around Diamond Thunder seems to stack up. How can you knock him? Well, I suppose he's first up off two trials, but I've liked both his trials. I think he's fairly forward or forward enough to win this first up. And Mark Newnham has a plan there to get this horse up to the Magic Millions in January. So he may just take the foot off the pedal after today, but I think today he'll be getting the cash. He's got to beat number three for Reddy, and I just can't have him that short. He's coming off, as you said, Hurls, a midweek maiden win. Yes, it was impressive. He was expected to do it. But we haven't seen any form come out of the race. The time wasn't anything outstanding. He's always looked a very good horse at the trials, though, and I've got no doubt he'll give Diamond Thunder a real run for his money. I just can't have them that far apart in the betting. Number 8, Regimental Band. She was disappointing last start behind Segalas, Mappy and Way, but she's got the blinkers going on today, and she does have Libertini form. She was second in a listed race behind Libertini at Scone in the winter. And number 5, Hulk. He's been an extremely disappointing horse. But the difference today is the blinkers are off. There's no pressure on him. I expect they'll ride him absolutely cold with the booking of Jason Collett. And just turning around his style of racing, it just might bring out the best in him. And he could sneak into the money at good odds. 1, 3, 8 and 5 in the Bryant Crowley.
To race 4, the Robrick Lodge for Lonte. No scratchings here. A field of 10.
It's the first leg of the Big 6 this afternoon also. Grey Worm been very well backed throughout the week. Went up 270 Wednesday afternoon, 220 this morning, now into $2. Improvement been kept safe there also. 5 into 480 after going up at $6 on Wednesday afternoon. Lover Lover, 950 to 9. 850 at the 950 Gresham. 950 to $10 order again. Rounds out those in single figures, but $2 for Grey Worm.
Grey Worm probably leads. Barrier 2, perfect for him to find the fence. Number 9, Improvement, probably sits outside the favourite. So the two on-pace runners look to be the two that the market have eyed off here. Gresham probably sits third defence if he jumps cleanly. And God Unders is the only other runner I can see sort of rolling forward and putting any sort of pressure on. So I really do think the on-pace runners have a massive advantage in this race off the map, which is why I'm going 5-9-3-6. 5 on top, Grey Worm. Can't see any reason to jump off. He's $2 favourite, which is always skinny odds. But when you look at his form, 10 starts, 5 wins, 4 placings. Last start winner this track and distance, drops in weight off that win. And it was, and obviously the map is just perfect for him today with Brenton Abdullah to control the tempo in front and try and make the others get past him late. I don't think they will. I think number nine, Improvement, is the best chance to do that. Her first two runs back were terrific here at Randwick behind Rohir and then Sweet Scandal. She actually beat Grey Worm home back here on the 21st of the ninth. But then she went to Caulfield for the Northwood Plume and it all went a bit pear-shaped from a very wide gate there. So she's had to come back to Sydney. And even though she has great form here at Randwick, I just think Grey Worm's preparation has probably gone along a bit smoother. Number three, Lover Lover, trialling the house down. But whether 1400 on a slow tempo is going to be too short for you, you'd expect it is. But watch for her late. I reckon she's in for a big prep. And number six, Gresham. He's a perennial place getter, and he'll probably sneak in third or fourth here today. 5, 9, 3, and 6 in the fourth.
Don't forget tomorrow, Sunday racing. It's the big one. Coonabarra Brands got their cup meeting on tomorrow. Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott sending out the Leningrad. And at this time tomorrow morning, you'll get both that preview and Port Macquarie between 10 and 10.30 tomorrow morning. But good luck to all at Coonabarra Brands. To race five here, Hurls. This is the ICD property, Nivison.
Yeah, it's a good race also, Andrew. Real Men Ruby is the favourite. 3.40 this morning, now just 3.50. Madame Rouge, $4.60 to $4. Multijar, $5 to $5.50. There's been a tip around about Pretty in Pink, $7.50 to $6.50. Blinkers go on today. Ready to Profit, $8 to $9. $10 Miss Fabulous, no change this morning.
Yeah, speed here again, not a lot of it. Ready to Profit, Blinkers back on, goes forward. The Spanish Dream will work across from the wide gate, sit outside the lead, all lead. Pretty in Pink, I think, will be a lot closer today with the blinkers on. And Madame Rouge, I don't think she'll get too far back today. She looks to have plenty of time to slot in third or fourth with a trail. I'm going 1, 7, 6, 9. I think the blinkers will do the trick with Pretty in Pink. At least they did with the recent trial she had wearing the blinkers. James McDonald piloted her there and she just camped off the leaders. She rounded them up in a few strides and she powered right away from them under a hole. It was a lovely trial, and all she's got to do is bring that trial form to the races here, which she should do off a gun draw. Rachel King off the big high there, riding a winner at the Valley last night. I think she'll just sit behind the two leaders and give Pretty in Pink every possible chance to show her best. And you don't have to go too far back to find her best. She won a Group 2 in Brisbane during the winter, and she wasn't far off them in the Group 1 Stradbroke behind Trekking. So I just think she's a good gamble at around that $6.50 mark today. Number seven, Madame Rouge. She's just got the rock-solid form right through her career. A big weight turnaround on Ready to Profit from when they met in the Denise's Joy. She meets her 7.5 kilos better for a neck defeat. So the weights and measures that have Madame Rouge turning the tables today. And of course, she comes through the Silver Eagle, which I think is outstanding form when you look at the three that beat her home. The Inevitable, Physica, and Mizzy. So she's a big player here. Number six, Ready to Profit with the blinkers back on. She trialled really well at Gosford, so if you can overlook the first up run, the Scirocco, I think she's the definite improver here, and the map's perfect for her today, no pressure. And number nine, Real Men Ruby. I'm surprised she's as short as she is. She's such a hard try. She's so consistent, but she's always been doing it in much easier grade than this, and this is definitely her acid test today. So she's really going to have to stand up and be counted. I'm sure she'll try hard and run well. I just think she's probably under the odds. 1, 7, 6, and 9 for me in the Nivison.
Yeah, it was just the way she looked in the trial, wasn't it, with the blinkers on, that made everyone just stand up and think, gee, if you can run up to that, you're going to be going close.
Exactly right, and yeah. I think the market was so tempting at around that sort of 750 now into 650, so it's a tempting price.
Righto, to the club's New South Wales City Tattlesalls Cup. It's, of course, City Tats Day out there today, combining with the new $1 million Bondi, which we're about to preview. But what's happening in race six?
Yeah, Master of Wine's a favourite at $2.40. I just get the suspicion they may take it on here because, you know, obviously going up the benchmark 88 goes up in weight to a listed. But, yeah, $2.40 at the moment for punters. Got it on top. Attention Run, $4.60 to $4.40, as is Rapido Shaparo. Master of Arts, morning Richard Freeman, $8 to $9.50. At $12, Naval Warfare, re-edit a $15 chance. But at this stage, Master of Wine, $2.40. But interested to hear the thoughts on Joycey.
Yeah, I'm taking it on to a very small degree, Hurls. The speed in the race doesn't suit Master of Wine. I think Rapido Shaparo will lead Naval Warfare, and Master of Arts probably gets the run of the race. Attention Run, the other one that looks to map perfectly here, maybe fourth defence.
And Paul Duff was on this morning, and he was sort of suggesting don't give up on Master of Wine actually going a little bit closer.
Yeah, he could. He's got a habit of missing the start, and I think if he misses the start from that gate, He basically dictated it too. He has to go back. But you go through his form. Every now and again, when he jumps cleanly, he can settle a bit closer. So it'll all depend how he comes out of the gate. And I think that's why Tim Clark summed it up so well last start. But I've gone 4.716. As I said, I'm not taking him on. I just think he's probably rock bottom odds at 240. Whereas I think Attention Run at 420, 440 is really good value because she comes through the strongest form line. She comes through the Metrop. Group one, beaten only a length and a half. She didn't have a lot of luck in the run. Prior to that, she was a very brave second in the Newcastle Cup behind Hush Writer, which we know has been the strong form right through the spring so far up here. And Barrier 1, G Boss, just ticks it off for me. I think you're getting overs there, whereas I think you're unders, Master of Wine, because that win last start, as good as it was, and it was very impressive. He only beat High Opinion and Re-Edit. He had everything in his favour. They went mad up front. The leaders were gone at the top of the straight, and Tim Clark just arrived on the scene with the fresh horse, and he powered right away from them. It's his first go at 2,400. That's always some sort of query. And I just think 240's unders. And I think you're right, Earls. I think he may drift closer to race time.
Attention Run's just tickled in another 20 cents just as I was speaking, now into 420.
Yeah, I think, look, she'll just keep bouncing around 420 to 440 all morning, I expect. Master of Art, he's the proven 2,400-metre horse. He comes through the Colin Stephen. He's got class. He's got to carry the weight today, but he's not that badly weighted when you look at a horse like Master of Wine with 56. And Master of Arts has only got 2 kilos more, but he rates 15 points higher. So that just goes to show Master of Wine really up against it today with the handicapper. And number six, Rapido Shaparo, same story with him. He looks as though he'll run a strong 2,400, but it's his first crack at it today. And until they have a go at it, you just never know. I'm keen on the 4.716.
We get to the million-dollar race, the new race in, or one of the new races into Racing New South Wales, and we've got a projected first four pool here, Hurls.
Yeah, we certainly have. $300,000 is the first four pool projected this morning for the Bondi Stakes. It's race seven on the card. Charbonnet comes out, but no deductions here. Favourite at $3.60 is Just Thinking. It opened up at that quote this morning. Went to $3.70, back to $3.60. Kubrick, $4.20 into $4. Batiga, $4.20, no change. Collada, $8.50, no change there either. Looks a likely leader, I would suggest. 11 to 10, Erno. Kurup, 10 to 11. Pancho, 17, 19, Ballistic Boy. And Zabrowski's the outsider, 34, but it's trimmed in from 51.
Yeah, the map's interesting, Hurls. I've got Collada leading. That seems to be the way he likes to race. He rips and tears, but he just keeps going, as we saw in the Stan Fox. And that means Tim Clark will have to take the sit on Just Thinking, who also likes to lead. But you'd think from the way the barriers are drawn that Timmy will just take the sit behind Collada and let Collada do all the bullocking work. I'm going 1, 2, 5, 10. I'm very keen on Kubrick today. Blinker's first time, barrier one. I just think this form is so superior. You've run fourth in the run to the Rose first up behind Bivouac Yes, 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 Exceedance, probably the three best three-year-old sprinters in the country. And then fifth in the Golden Rose, again, the same three home in the trifecta. And you cannot find better form anywhere in Australia at the moment than that form. So then you've just got to forgive he's running the Caulfield Guineas, and he finished 14th of 16. So I can see why some punters won't want to jump in and back him off that, but he drew 15 of 16. He was basically caught 5-4 deep the whole trip, and he just didn't go on with the job late. He was beaten 7 lengths. Back to Sydney, blinkers on. He's already run second in a group one over a mile. That was the JJ Atkins, the 2-year-old. So I just can't find why he's $4. I think he should be the red-hot favourite here. And with that being the case, I'm betting up on Kubrick. The two Just Thinking, he'll give you a great sight for sure, coming through Spring Champion Stakes form. Shadow Hero Castle Vecchio beat him home there. Battenberg ran third. So, look, that form looks rock solid as well. It's just more staying three-year-old form rather than the sprinting form. And this is a perfect clash, getting them both at the mile and seeing which one can come out on top. Five Batiga, blinkers first time. Not sure how he'll react to the blinkers. I've got a feeling he may over-race with them on. He's still doing things wrong. He's loaded with ability. And if the blinkers really do the trick with him, then he could definitely cause the upset here. And number 10, Kuwirup. She found trouble in the Stan Fox somehow. They were spread right out, but nevertheless, she ran into a dead end at the top of the straight. So her effort to run fifth there was a lot better than it reads in the form. 1, 2, 5, and 10 in the Bondi Stakes. And for all the talk about this race, I do really like the fact that you're lining up staying three-year-old form with the sprinting three-year-old form. I think it makes a great clash.
Righto, the Bondi at 4:35 this afternoon. We move to race 8. Take note, rider for 15 Man of Peace is Jason Collett.
Yeah, we've got the scratching here of Safado. Deduction 13 by 12 is significant. Testifier is the favourite, but an easing one. 4 to 4.40. Good support for Poised to Strike today. $6.50 into $5. Kateri comes in from 6 to 5.50. 8.50 to 9 for Malia Magic. Ronstar, 10 into 9.50. Roosevelt, 8.50 to 9.50. And 10 to 11. Grimoire, I must mention Al Merton also. 23 into 18 had some specking, but it's a wide open affair. At this stage, Testifier the favourite, but very easy.
Plenty of speed drawn right across the track too here. Cuban Royale, Fakiri, Al Merton, Malaya Magic, Roosevelt, Man of Peace. There's just speed everywhere. Good race for the 1200. I've gone 4.39.12. I like the 4 Ronstar. Hopefully he's a bit closer to the action today. He just got shuffled back from that inside gate there when resuming over 1100. Got held up in the straight. He poked through late to run a real eye-catching 4th. Robbie Dolan jumps on, takes a kilo and a half off. Lovely gait, good track suits, and I think he's the best value bet of the day. Number 3, Poised to Strike. Total forgive run first up, that 10th of 11. He was travelling like the winner on the turn, but he just never got a crack at them, so no surprise he's been found today. Number 9, Testifier. Hard to knock. 3 starts, 3 wins. Couple of trials to get him ready. Just keep an eye on the late betting moves. Maybe get any late mail from the yard. And the 12, Coterie, he didn't have much luck at all on the Kenzo track first up at the midweeks, so I expect him to improve sharply on the bigger track today. 4.39.12.
And the last is the Daily Press handicap here. We've got Brock Ryan going on number 2, Sir Pippin.
Yeah, deductions here for the scratching. Superstar Bob, 3x2, 3x3, Orsian, Rancho Notorious, 4x5. Wide open affair, these last two races, very tricky. Shawnee, 4.60 into 4.40 makes it favourite, but Sausage has been far better back today, 6.50 into 4.60. Burgeon, 4.20 to 4.80, 5 to 5.50, Romani Girl. Napoleon Solo is a drifter, 7.50 to 9.50, 9.50 to 10, Elmo. Final award, a little bit of specking there, 14 into 11, but very hard get-out stakes for the last.
Yeah, the speed's interesting. Maybe Mercurial Lad. I think Elmo will roll forward and Bergen won't be far away, but there's nothing obvious here to rip forward, especially with the scratching of Mystery Double. I've gone 15, 5, 3 and 4. Hopefully the 15 Source Edge can get a lot closer to the action today off that lovely gate. She just couldn't get in early at Canberra last up from the outside draw. Had to go a long way back, but it didn't matter. She had them covered 200 from home and won by almost 5 lengths, which makes it 5 wins from 8 starts. Progressive mare, right stable to Matt Dale camp. And look, I'm very confident she can come to town and win today. She was thrown in a listed race very early in her career and she went well running 5th. So she's the horse to beat. Number 5, Bergen. 5 starts, 5 top 2 finishes. You can't knock horses with that sort of record. And he was only just nabbed first up behind Secura at Warwick Farm in a race that's already thrown a stack of winners. And I think Bergen looks the big danger here. Number 3, Shawnee. Just needs a bit of luck from that inside gate to get out at the right time. But her return behind Grey Worm was a real eye-catcher. She was the best of the back markers. And number 4, Elmo, he's coming up a big win there at the midweeks at Warwick Farm, knocking over final award Napoleon Solo. And I think he can knock them over again. So I've got him in the top 4. 15, 5, 3 and 4 in the last.
Righto, tips there for the 9 races. A couple of, well, a best and a value?
Best is Kubrick, race 7, number 1 in the Bondi Stakes. So he's not a good thing, but I think he's the best bet on the card for sure at that $4 quote because I just think class will prevail under the set weight. And the best value will go with Ronstar now. Race 8, number 4, he's nudging double figures. And I think he's a great each-way play off the good draw. So race eight, number 4, Ronstar.
Righto, a bit of value there for Gary Portelli's runner. And the famous Paul Joyce Saturday quaddy.
Yes, I'm looking forward to this quaddy today. I think we'll get a great run for our cash because it kicks off in the City Tats Cup where we've got numbers 4, 7, 1, 6 and 3. So 4, 7, 1, 6, 3 to get us rolling. Trimming it up in the Bondi Stakes, just numbers 1 and 2. So Kubrick and Just Think and class to prevail there. Third leg, we go wide, 4, 3, 9, 12 and 2. So we're adding Grimoire into the numbers there at a bit of odds. And in the last, I'm going fairly wide, 15, 5, 3, 4 and 11. So 15, 5, 3, 4 and 11. In the last, $25 for 10% today. We've got to find an extra $5 in the ashtray there somewhere. But that's what we're playing today. And look, it's just a great day's racing. Obviously, we're complimented by the card at the Valley. And the Randwick meeting looks terrific on what should be a good track.
I'll just hold back. I'll just have just the cheeseburger on the way home rather than the full pack to have that extra $5 at 25.
You'll
for
have
the,
plenty by then anyway. We'll land the quaddie or something.
Yeah, we'll do the quaddie or something. We'll be right. All right, good on you, Paul. We'll hear from you right through the afternoon around the stakes races. It'll be interesting to see what the wind does, what the rail does with the track, if anything out there. But we'll hear you particularly after the first one will be race three. So stand by for that right through the day here on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Paul Joyce there. And just leave us with something, Hurls.
I'll leave you with two beauties, the biggest of the lot. Place a fixed odds, a win bet, races 1 to 6 today. And if your horse runs second or third, you get a bonus bet back up to $50. That applies for second, third, fourth and fifth on all races when you bet in venue mode or at the track. So, you know, as we said earlier, there's a couple of fields that are a little bit skinny. So, second, third, fourth or fifth, that's outstanding. Timmy Clark is the jockey's challenge this afternoon. A favourite, 125, 450 for Brenton Abdullah. Then we've got Glenn Boss at 15. 31 for Josh Parglin Schofield.
Righto. Well, you enjoy it. Back Paul Joyce's quaddie and you'll have a winning day.
Yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Hurls. Andrew Hurley there completing our Randwick preview. Don't forget, if you've missed anything through the morning, the Whip Around will bring you all of the information. 30 minutes of all the thoughts from our four analysts. And Tim Ryan to join us just after 11:30 from TAB, the Thoroughbred Wagering Team. Just a feel. He gives us a feel of what the punters and what they're going to do with these nine races today.